While it has been long on hype and headlines, the Buffalo Billion, Governor Cuomo's economic initiative for Western New York, has frequently resulted in doubts and disappointments. On WBFO's Press Pass, Charlotte Keith of Investigative Post offers a review of one of those projects. In 2014, the state offered $50 million in incentives to IBM to bring 500 high-tech jobs to Buffalo. Based on Charlotte Keith's reporting, that number remains out of reach.
And in actuality, at least so far, a lot of the jobs at this facility are kind of call center jobs that pay anywhere from $15 to $18 an hour and are actually not with IBM directly, but with staffing agencies or subcontractors that work for IBM. So right off the bat, the promises that state officials made had proved, you know, difficult to keep.
What was the purpose of bringing this high-tech entity into town? They must have had some sort of purpose in mind when they came here.
Yeah, so the goal was that, you know, not only would this money help create 500 high-paying high-tech jobs, but that having, you know, such a big brand name company, IBM, setting up shop here would encourage other companies to move, that IBM might partner with other companies, and that it would sort of, you know, be a catalyst for change in that sense. Who's to say that may or may not have happened if the jobs had all been high-tech jobs? But so far, like I said, most of the jobs are these lower-paying, lower-skilled call center jobs, which the region already has many of without state investment.
Who was the staffing agency that IBM was working with?
So the biggest staffing agency was this company, Career Connection Inc., who worked with IBM in other places. And when IBM were kind of explaining this to the state, they said that the company was a proven commodity. But CCI has faced a lot of problems, most dramatically kind of announcing that it was going out of business a couple of weeks ago and would not be able to pay its employees for their final week of work there. Now, since then, IBM has stepped in and said it will make sure those employees do get paid for that last week of work. But it was still a pretty dramatic shakeup because CCI had actually been the largest employer at IBM's office, given that there aren't that many direct IBM employees there. I think in February, CCI had roughly 85 employees in Buffalo. So kind of thinking about a pie chart of the employees at this Buffalo office, the largest slice was CCI. And so when employees got this email one Monday saying, you know, by Friday, you'll be transferred to another company, it was a pretty big change.
You also did some other reporting, though, on CCI about some problems that they did have with their employees while they were still here in the Buffalo office. What were they?
Yeah, so former CCI employees that I spoke to complained of what they saw as kind of cutthroat labor practices. For example, if employees quit or resigned from the company within 6 months of being hired, their final paycheck would come out at minimum wage, which a lot of people didn't realize, even though they signed an agreement, and it was just kind of a nasty shock. The company also had very strict rules about bathroom breaks, which is to some extent understandable in a call center, although people I spoke to say, you know, this is still quite an extreme version of that. If you took too many bathroom breaks, then your pay would be docked. One employee I spoke to who was heavily pregnant at the time she worked there said even though she was pregnant, there was no leniency on that rule. And I think former employees just generally felt that the company was kind of disorganized and everything was a little bit chaotic. A lot of them had sort of thought that, you know, working for IBM would be more stability, but you know, working for CCI is certainly quite a different proposition than being a direct IBMer.
What are state economic development officials saying about this situation?
So not that much, although they did say back in the fall that they would work with IBM to make sure that more high-tech jobs do come here in the future. And IBM has said that plans to try to shift that. But certainly it seems that given the number of call center jobs that are already here, that it's unlikely that, you know, all 500 of the jobs eventually created will be high-tech. And the state's agreement with IBM, it's worth noting, doesn't have any specific provisions about what kinds of jobs the company has to create. You know, on paper, as long as IBM creates its 500 jobs, then it's fulfilled its commitment. So it's not as if they have to pay a certain wage or be a certain kind of job. It's, you know, on paper, the agreement just states the overall number.
And just to be clear, they're still not approaching that number yet, are they?
They have 5 years to get there. So okay. I think they're about halfway there. And that's very plausible they'll make that goal. But certainly the kind of whole high-tech hub, cutting-edge research that state officials had promised, you know, some of that may still happen. But so far, there's not that much evidence to show for that.
Charlotte Keith of Investigative Post, thanks for joining us on Press Pass.
Thank you.